More letters next week. In a few minutes, our first feature about an earlier royal wedding. But first, some more news from the city. The strain on medical services these past months has been well documented, and our Norwich Hospital is putting plans in place to help alleviate the situation. And the Royal Norfolk Show announces attractions for this year's event.
A poignant reenactment commemorating the First World War will be one of the star attractions of this year's Royal Norfolk Show. It's been announced that a heavy horse display, a quad bike stunt show, along with the RAF Falcons parachute display team, and a performance by the Parachute Regiment Band, will all take place in the Grand Ring venue. This will include the war-themed commemoration too. This summer's Norfolk Show takes place at the Norfolk Showground on the edge of Norwich on June the 27th and 28th, and the annual event attracts tens of thousands of people. The Grand Ring, sponsored by Spire Solicitors, is the centrepiece of the show and will be hosting a variety of demonstrations on both days. On June the 27th, this takes place from 7:30 a.m. to 7:50 p.m. and on June the 28th, they are happening from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Norfolk Remembers promises to be a unique event marking the centenary of 1918, the year that the Great War finished. A reenactment will take place of the fighting in the final months of the conflict, demonstrating the cooperation between infantry, soldiers and the tank.
Norwich Airport has announced it is adopting learning disabilities charity Assist Trust for the year ahead. The partnership will provide the charity with the opportunity to attend airport events so they can raise awareness and support fundraising efforts, in addition to their pre-existing agreement, which provides voluntary work placements for Assist's service users at the airport. Assist Trust provides support and opportunities for adults in Norfolk with learning disabilities to help them move forwards with their lives and currently supports over 130 people. Airport Security Manager at Norwich Airport, Jamie Price, who organised the placement, said, "We've been working with Assist for around a year, and having seen the enormous difference they make to hundreds of people's lives, we are delighted to have chosen them as Norwich Airport's adopted charity."
Businesses in a street in the Norwich Lanes are collaborating for a royal wedding-themed street party. Pure, which is a bridal boutique, is coordinating the party on Lower Goat Lane in the centre of Norwich. So that no one misses out on the big event, Pure will be screening the wedding from their shop window. Anna Hare, owner of Pure, said, "We're just trying to get everybody engaged in it. It's easy to organise because we're all independent shops. The way I see it, the High Street is in trouble at the moment, and this is the sort of thing we can do to get people to enjoy the High Street. I think it's going to be really fun." The party, at which people are encouraged to wear red, white and blue, will be from 11 a.m. this Saturday. Festivities will include live music, cakes and freebies.
Key services are being moved out of the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to free up space in a bid to avoid a repeat of the winter capacity crisis. As demand peaked, the NNN saw ambulances queued outside A&E and patients being treated on makeshift wards, a scenario repeated across the country. Now Chief Executive Mark Davies has announced action, with dialysis for those with kidney problems moving off the Coney site and into the community to make way for more emergency beds. It came as he admitted the hospital was full, and he said he would like to see more services moved from the main building closer to people's homes. He also appealed to the government to change a system where the hospital gets less money due to where it is. At one point, the NNN was the worst performing hospital in the country at accepting patients within target times. And while improvements to the hospital's A&E department had meant they could see twice the number of patients compared to before, Mr. Davies said, "We've run out of capacity." He thanked staff for their hard work over the period.
A building familiar to thousands of football fans who pass it on their way to watch Norwich City play at Carrow Road has been spared demolition. The Carrow Bridge House, which has stood next to Carrow Bridge since the 1920s, had been earmarked to be knocked down by Norfolk County Council. but planning officers at Norwich City Council have refused to allow demolition. City Hall's own design and conservation officer, Christopher Brownhill, had objected. He said it would cause harm to the wider conservation area, which includes the medieval boom tower on the opposite side of the river. He said Carrow Bridge House has the potential to offer aesthetic, historic and social value of local significance and should therefore be considered as an undesignated heritage asset. I do not believe that the current application has made a thorough enough assessment of the potential for harm to the wider setting. Historic England had also objected to the loss of Norwich's only bridge house on similar grounds, saying that not enough information had been provided to assess properly the impact of demolition.